So a question you can help me with. When you go on a trip, what do you need to bring? What do you need to have when you go on a trip? Let's get some answers. Some clothes. Some sunscreen, depending on where you're going. Some food. An iPhone. Why do you need an iPhone? So you can stay in touch with all the people you're leaving behind. What else do you need? Oh, rations, food to eat. Some money, funds. Traveling Pop-Tarts. I'm a fan. One more. A toothbrush. All of these good things that we need. I'm sure there are many more that we could have. Something that you need. Well, back in the days before cell phones and laptops and GPS, there were two things, at least in my family, that were always important for a road trip. You would go to a place called AAA. Anybody remember that? And what would you get? You would get a triptych and a guidebook. Now, for those of you who don't quite know what those are, number one, ask your parents and they should tell you. Look it up online. Not now. But a triptych was a page at a glance map that would tell you how to get from here to there. And the guidebook would tell you about the place where you were going, what to see, what to do, right? You needed a map and a guidebook to get from here to there. Now, our Torah portion this week talks about a very important journey, a very famous journey, a very crucial journey for us as a Jewish people, because this Torah portion is Lech Lecha, where God calls to Abraham and says, Abraham, I want you to get up and go to this land. But God didn't give Abraham a triptych, and Abraham didn't get a guidebook either. God says, go, I'll show you where, I'll tell you when you get to the right place. Now, we aren't quite the magnitude of faith, perhaps, that Abraham had. We need a little bit more guidance, perhaps. But we are very fortunate that we do have, as a Jewish people, two guidebooks, two things that help us along the way. One, we keep on a scroll called the Torah, thank you, a guidebook of our lives filled with our stories, filled with our values, filled with morals for us to learn. The second is a prayer book, a siddur, something that looks like this or comes in all kinds of different shapes and sizes. The siddur is a record of our people's efforts to communicate with God. It guides us in how we connect with God, with our community, and with ourselves. I once asked a group of students, what's in a siddur? What is it that those words in the siddur do? And here were some of their fabulous answers. They said, in the siddur are words that help me sing with all my heart, words that remind me of my Jewish ancestors, words that make me think about God, words that help me understand what it means to be Jewish, words that help me feel better when I'm feeling down, words that give me ideas about how to fix the world, words that help me thank God for the wonderful things in my life, or make me reflect about myself, or help me remember people who I love, words that help me feel positive about the future, words that help me talk to God. All of that in a siddur. Now, our sixth graders have been on their Jewish journeys for some time now. Some have been with us in this very community since the day of Torah Tikes in pre-K or K. Some of us have joined us more recently, but each one of our sixth graders is somewhere on their Jewish journey, but are headed now, as we come into this turn of the road, on a new path, aiming towards the next milestone along their way. Not an ending, but a significant attraction to see, one of our guidebooks might say. And so tonight, they're going to receive the very siddur that they will use when they become bar or bat mitzvah. They have decorated a cover for it with the concept of hidur mitzvah, making a mitzvah beautiful. And something that they don't know, but I'll share with them now, the surprise, is that inside the prayer book, is a special blessing, a prayer that was written just for each one of you by your parents. And you'll get a chance to see that when you receive your Siddur. This Siddur, sixth graders, that you are receiving is both a guidebook and a map. It's how you connect with God, how we connect with each other, how you connect with your true selves. And our sages teach that in truth, reaching in any one of those three directions to God, to each other, to ourselves, reaching in any one of those three directions is actually reaching in all three and connecting with all three at once. So we're going to ask our sixth graders to come forward and to take their places here. Parents, sixth graders, make sure that you have a copy of your student blessings. Parents, we're going to invite you to come to meet Mr. Roger to get your Siddur for your child. Make sure that each family has a copy of the parent's blessing. Students, you're going to spread all the way out because your parents are going to stand next to you. Let's get a couple of you down off the sides even, and our parents will come to take our place. For all of you in the congregation, not a sixth grader and not a sixth grade parent, in just a moment, we're going to offer words of blessing for these sixth graders as well. There's a congregation part, there's a parent part, there's a student part, there's a rabbi part. They'll be very well blessed as we mark this life cycle moment. So students and parents, come stand together. Come stand near your students if they're up on the bima. But again, let's spread out a little bit so that we can fit everybody where they need to go. I'm going to come help with the Siddurim as well. We'll make sure that everybody has a spot.